Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we usually come in and talk about our weekends.
Yeah.
So it's been a long weekend. Yesterday was MLK Day.
That's right.
And so we were off, respectfully, as we should. And I want to know what you did this weekend, DZ, because I've been in touch with you, you know, on text and stuff, but I really don't know other than the Bucks game is what you've been. Is that all you've been? What have you been doing?
No.
What, tell me about your weekend.
Honestly, dog.
What happened?
Where do I start?
I don't know.
We don't have enough time to have this conversation for this
Good
question.
Good thing we have 4 hours.
Right? No, but for real, though, it was jam-packed. It obviously, as you know, last week into the weekend was jam-packed. Four games in a row.
Four Bucks games. And
yes.
You work for the Bucks. You're the in-game host.
And I was scheduled for all four games.
So you have been working. Two jobs.
Being here, obviously, holding it down for us.
Thank you.
You know, you had to leave. Family things, family first, and then the family holds it down for the family. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I really appreciate you doing that, because when I found out my dad had a stroke on Wednesday, well, we were on the air.
Yeah.
It's
a long story.
And I will tell it on the air, but it's a long story.
So,
and when I abruptly left, you had to handle, I felt so bad. I go, oh my God, now I'm leaving town abruptly, and he has four Bucks games this week, as if DZ wants to handle the show and the Bucks games, this poor guy.
You act like I hadn't told you to leave sooner, dog. I told you to go then. I was like, why aren't you already booking and leaving and buying?
I'm telling you what, dude,
hey,
it was crazy.
Fully supported to leave and go take care of family efforts.
I felt bad you had to do everything.
Well, I appreciate
that's part of how you pick up for people.
Exactly.
I get it.
It was nothing.
Thank
it was nothing,
you.
Dog. But it was jam-packed. Obviously, busy here, busy with the Bucks. Added a few events on top of that. They had a tattoo event, which you know I like me some tattoos.
You got it. Did you get a tattoo while I was gone?
ain't nobody talking about nothing. Ain't nobody talking about nothing.
You got it!
Ain't nobody talking about nothing.
This whole thing? Can I say what it is?
Oh, this whole thing?
It looks amazing. You got 414 on you.
Oh, this whole thing?
Okay, man. You texted me and said, which tattoo should I get?
I had already kind of decided, but I like to talk to the people that are in my, you know, circle. So I was like, well, what do you think, bro? Because I know you've contemplated getting a tattoo recently.
I really want to get one.
On top of that, worked a cool VIP Dame event where I got to ask Dame some questions.
Dame Lillard?
What time is it? Dame time.
Did Dame ask about me?
Huh?
Did he ask about me?
He said hello. He said hello. Yeah.
DZ, don't lie to me. Did he say how's my boo thing, Allie? He said who the hell's Allie?
Verbatim. We're crazy. The wildest thing.
Dame Lillard didn't ask about me. That's it. Rude.
But
he is so fine. But and that's not even me shooting my shot. That's just he is a fine man. Let me tell you. So, I'm a little devastated. He didn't know I exist. But
I'll ask you about him next time. Yeah, how about that?
You know, that's really cool. You got to work with Dame Lillard.
It was dope. You know,
amazing.
And that's just work, right?
Yeah, that's
we
just
had a
work.
Full friends miss involved in the middle of that.
Yeah,
finally,
your friends miss, your friends giving.
We had been trying to wait and plan it until everybody could get together.
Yeah.
Even so, everybody couldn't get together, but we did do what we could do, and it was actually a really fun time because something very special happened that isn't shareable yet.
Oh.
It involves some very special people in our lives. And we can't, no, it's not my news.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait to hear.
Oh, and when I can share, I will. But it was a good time, and everybody was out here active that night.
Oh, you got me so excited now. You got me so excited.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, I feel like we have a lot to talk about today.
How was your weekend, though?
Oh, geez,
Come on. I don't
even remember now. I just remember, what day is it? I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not even joking.
Hey, you ain't wrong.
When I say, what day is it? What day did I even get back?
Hey, Dame says, what time is it? Allie says, what day is it?
Dame, tell me. I'm trying to remember what day I even got back. When did I get back?
You got back.
DZ, I'm not kidding.
24 hours ago.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Was it Sunday?
It was Sunday.
Thank God. It was Sunday.
It was Sunday.
Jeez, I'm telling you guys.
Because you spent MLK Day with the boys, right?
Yes. Okay, I got back Sunday night.
Night.
From
it was
Florida.
Late. So we can just call it Monday.
I got back at like 10 something. That's why I didn't get the kids. And then the guy I've been seeing picked me up at the airport, which I felt like was a big step.
That was nice because I offered
you did.
To scoop.
DZ.
I offered to, hey, little big bro offered to scoot. And Big Sis said, nah.
I got a ride.
No, thank you. It's figured out. I got an Uber on the way.
He picked me up from the airport, which I felt like was a big step. Because asking someone to pick you up from the airport is no joke,
No, it's not a joke.
So, yeah, he picked me up. And then we got to see each other. And then I got my kids and spent time with them yesterday.
Ooh.
And then last night.
Last night what?
Never mind. I'll tell you more during the show. I saw him again.
Ah, snap. Oh, yeah. We got a lot to unpack here.
We got a lot to unpack. And oh, never mind. You know what?
it's the question of the day.
Nope.
What'd you do this weekend?
I see the phones ringing. That's it.
We'll take your calls and texts next.
Yes.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Shout out to Angie in Lake Geneva, who hasn't called in a while, but we know, I see her on Instagram. She said, Allie, glad your dad's okay. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Courtney texted in and said, oh no, this is an old text. Never mind. You know what?
You're too far back.
Can you tell it's my first day back?
You got to refresh, dog.
Yeah, Tom in West Dallas texted in and said, between Saturday and Sunday, I worked a total of 31 hours. Tom, take a break, my God.
Tom, you got today off?
I hope so.
If you don't take it.
Claim the weather and don't go to work.
Tell him your car wouldn't start.
Honestly.
I'll back it up. I'll tell him I help jump.
We're talking about our weekends. DZ had 4 Bucks games and a Friends Christmas.
On top of 2 more events.
And a Dame Lillard event. Rawr.
Rawr. Even though it's what time is it, but okay.
I know there's no chance I can shoot my shot.
You just keep shooting away, dog. Shoot or shoot, baby. Shoot or shoot.
Let me live over here. And I got back from Florida after having to abruptly leave after my dad had a stroke out of nowhere on Wednesday. He's okay.
Very
thank
happy.
God.
Very happy everything and yes, everyone is okay.
It was very, very crazy. Kelly is in Sussex, though. I miss everybody, including you, DZ.
Don't lie. You don't miss me as much as you miss the regulars.
I missed you, but I miss them, too. Kelly! Let's see what she did this weekend.
Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hi.
I actually got a secret. And I don't know. You know what? I'm going to let Kelly talk.
Oh, what's the secret, Kelly?
Don't worry about it.
What's the secret?
So I got to go see the Bucks win, and I got to say hi to DZ.
Yeah! Where,
that makes me so happy because everybody hits me up and goes, where's DZ at the Bucks game?
And it was out of nowhere. Like, I was getting ready to do something, right? And all of a sudden, a familiar face pops up in between, you know, some of the people I'm working with. And I'm like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. Kelly?
Kelly, what's up? What'd you get here?
So I ran up real quick. I had like 30 seconds, gave her a quick hug. I was like, what up? Met her brother. I was like, oh, snap. Fam, bam, here.
So you went to the Bucks game.
She was there.
That's nice.
I did. And then today's a pretty special day. I know you don't do shout outs, but it's my son's birthday. First time in 4 years.
I do shout outs for your son. Okay.
Sons get special shout outs.
So he gets a shout out this morning.
Shout him out, Kelly.
First time in 4 years, I get to celebrate his birthday with him.
Oh, that's big. That's actually huge because we know what it is, man. He's out here. Salute to him.
20 something. How old is he?
23.
Ooh.
Girl, you look too good to have a 23-year-old. I said what I said.
Looking like she's out with her little brother.
Exactly. They're like, are y'all a couple? She's like, stop.
This
that's
is my
son.
Baby boy. Ew.
Kelly,
that's really cool. Tell him we said happy birthday, please.
Yeah, happy birthday.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye. Very happy stuff. Next up, we got Audrey in Detroit this morning.
Oh, snap.
Let's see what she did this weekend. Another crazy ass. Audrey.
Allie. Good morning.
Good morning.
God, I missed you guys.
Thanks.
Hi. What'd you do this weekend, Audrey? Tell us.
So I thought we were over the sickness, my son got the flu.
Oh, no. It's going around again.
And
I can't lie.
Your son was in the hospital on New Year's Eve and children.
Yep. So he's had COVID, croup, pneumonia, bronchitis. And now the flu since November.
Why? Now let's knock on wood. Let everybody knock on wood or knock on glass or knock on something. I think it's wood underneath. It counts.
No.
Audrey, we keeping y'all in our best thoughts and prayers and all that.
Jeez,
thank you. I appreciate it.
The baby's going down is the parents going down with him. Like, come on.
Your kids have been sick.
Yeah. Oh, and trust us, we get it. We're trying to avoid the next sickness in line. And fingers crossed because the flu is in the ether, bro.
It's been a rough winter for a lot of people. And I feel like there's a lot of Audrey's and DZs whose kids continue to cycle around, and you're like, they just were sick again, and now you're going through a new
again?
One. And yep. So, not
I haven't
wood.
Been outside or anything. Like I get my food Instacarted now. I don't think of them anywhere.
Thank you.
Today ain't the day either. Today ain't the day, Audrey. Listen, we're gonna Instacart you something just for that too. Like, yep. We're gonna send you something. Just drop us the address.
As long as it's not in Detroit, as long as it's in Racine, we'll send you something.
That part.
All right. Well, Audrey, we're gonna think about your baby. All right. We hope he gets better soon.
Thank you. I'm glad your dad's okay, Allie.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day. Stay warm.
True. Same.
Good luck with that. Carl and Indy texted in, and he said he was super happy about the Buckeyes winning the national championship. He said, go Buckeyes.
Hey, it was a whomping, mm-hmm. Brian. Gonna lie. Last night was the natty.
And it was. And then he said, do you miss me, Allie? Yes, Carl and Indy, I do.
Obviously.
I do miss you as well. Let's go to Kate the Great, who got her own theme song before I had to abruptly leave last week.
Hey, at least she was here for it.
I was here for it. Kate, she's in East Troy.
And she wanted hot to go, you know what I'm saying?
Such a great song. Hi, Kate the Great. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Are we?
We're good. I mean, well, that's a lie.
I know.
It's cold
crazy,
as hell.
Chaotic.
Are you
cold?
Are people working? I've been meaning to ask you guys. Are people, they're going to work, I guess?
I'm secretly waiting for my boss to send me that text message.
I was going to say.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed for you.
Hell yeah. Well, you can listen on the Odyssey app at home in the meantime and try to win 5K because we're giving away 5,000 a day to somebody that listens.
That
so,
part.
Kate the Great, what did you do this weekend?
Well, you know, I live in little cute East Troy, and it's really become, if you guys haven't been to East Troy in years, it really has become a cute little Hallmark town, I think.
Oh, not in years I haven't. Well, maybe I'll
venture
out.
A little picturesque.
Right,
I
know.
You and your mustache man
head over to East Troy.
Don't
no one's going to know you. You know what I mean?
Except for Kate the Great.
Except for Kate. I'll look for you. I'll stalk you. Don't even worry about that.
She'll be your backup. She'll stalk him.
Yes,
it's not you.
It is a small town.
Yeah.
No, but my husband and I just started this, you know, thing going out to dinner together on Friday night. And it's been just really nice to sit, have a Friday fish fry right at this little place in town and just kind of reconnect. And it's been really great because we've had a very chaotic, we're in the middle of a court case right now. It's custody and it sucks.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, don't get us sued. Let's not get into that on the air.
Well, I mean, hey, that's their stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But just being able to reconnect.
That's cool.
It's nice to get regrounded, reconnect, and just have some good food in your cute little town.
I appreciate
that. Really nice.
I was just talking to somebody about this, about when a couple loses a connection and they can't get it back. And they think they get it back for a second, like when you've been married a long time and stuff, and then you think and then you lose it. I was just talking to somebody about their divorce, and I was like, it's hard,
it is
man,
hard.
To get
it's
that
work.
Back if you lose it.
It's work.
So good job, Kate the Great. Nice to hear.
Yeah. Well, and I'm so glad your dad's doing okay. And DZ, you're such a great friend to Allie.
It's always.
Just, you guys have a really cool thing going on.
That part
we
that's
do.
True.
Holding
that's
it
true.
Down, fam.
He's become family. We're family now. So thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you, Kate.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
God, bye. Listeners are the best. Whoever texted in, pray for us HVAC guys today. I am praying, man. I feel so bad for you guys today.
Think about it. People, the stuff's just going to blow. Plumbing is going to burst.
I'm scared for that.
Hey, and people got to work.
Uh-huh.
Some of these are actually essential. Allie, we've been joking. We're not essential. At the end of the day, things happen, and we got to go. We got to go.
We could play music, and you guys would be fine.
Right.
But the HVAC guys, I feel so bad for today.
Work.
Oh, man. I know we're running out of time. Michelle in Sussex said, I went to Indianapolis with my daughter's cheer team for Nationals. They got second place, the Flames from Stingrays. Woo!
Woo-woo! I ain't gonna lie, it's because my niece's team took first.
Oh, Boom.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so we are back after the long weekend, and the What Would DZ Do involves me and my family crisis, because we just have so much to talk about.
Yeah, because you said long. I said crazy.
Crazy weekend as well. I didn't even know what day it was, honestly.
Still don't know.
But we're back, and so for those of you that don't know, I know a lot of people knew because of I didn't post for days, and then when I finally knew my dad was going to be okay, then then I posted.
When we were in the clear.
When we were in the clear. But here's the story, and I want to know what you would do, DZ, even though I kind of know because you went through all of this with me last week.
No,
and then
talk
the listeners
me.
Can
talk
give some
me.
Input because it's really hard when people don't want to get help for themselves. Okay.
Fair. Not fair.
And so here's what happened for the story about my dad. So my parent, I'm the baby of the family. So I have two older sisters. So my parents are not young. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Retired. My dad's 80. My mom's 80. You get the picture. So when, what day was it? Was it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
We were on the air.
When everything went down?
Everything. Is that the day?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
It was last Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. So DZ and I are on the air. It's like the 9 o'clock hour of the show because mm-hmm. the show goes till 10. And I see my mom call me. And so you were in here. I picked it up and I thought, why is my mom calling me in the middle of the show?
Hadn't
you know?
She doubled up too? Like she called you twice?
Maybe.
It was something weird where you answered though.
I answered and I go, Mom,
what's up?
Everything okay? And she does the whole, yeah, everything's fine. So I don't know why I'm talking like that, but it's my mom voice.
That's actually accurate to how your mom kind of sounds, bro. No,
like,
keep going.
Your father and I were at Mayo because they live in Florida where they retired to.
Right.
I grew up in Southern Illinois, but they moved to Florida.
They're snowbirds.
Yeah, they're snow, well, full year now.
Well, yeah, snow transplants.
Snow transplants. So she goes, your father and I are at Mayo in Jacksonville because when they have, my mom's had a bunch of surgeries and Mayo is one of the best, you know, for healthcare. So they will drive the hour and a half to Jacksonville for certain care needs, right?
Understandably so.
Makes sense. You want the best. Mm-hmm. My mom had a couple brain tumors on her. I mean, it was the best.
She's
right?
had some surgeries
She's
recently.
She's had some serious
right.
stuff. So I'm glad they're in a good spot.
Yeah.
So because she had had this surgery at Thanksgiving, which I went down for, she had a follow-up. It was like a 4 or 6 week follow-up, whatever. However many weeks, do the math. I don't care.
Whatever. But it was that
who
many
cares?
Follow-ups, and it had blood work, stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so they were planning to spend the whole day in Jacksonville at the Mayo Hospital.
Yeah, it was a full days of follow-ups.
She had all these appointments, and then
Got
they
it.
Were going to drive back home to their house near Daytona.
Got it.
And so my mom's on the phone, and I go, is everything okay? And she goes, yeah, I just had my first appointment, and I'm getting my MRI later, and, well, your father, he's kind of, his speech is off. And I went, huh? I go, what do you mean his speech is off?
And your dad's a sharp dude.
Oh, very sharp. He ran a doctorate program for Southern Illinois University. I mean, he's a smart guy.
He still
reads a lot.
Brainiac.
He's a pain in my ass, but he's a smart guy.
Brainiac.
But there's a reason why he's got three strong daughters, okay? We're all pretty out there. So
that part.
So he is a smart dude. And so she goes, his speech is off. I go, what do you mean? And I go, he's slurring? She goes, well, yeah.
Has he been drinking?
Yeah, right? They don't even drink like that anymore. And,
right,
I go, his speech is slurred. She's like, yeah. And he's got a headache. I'm like, my God.
Too bad. No. Red flags.
And so I'm immediately thinking he's having a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, like mm-hmm. his head hurts and he's slurring.
Mm-hmm.
He's 80. He's having a stroke.
And he's had a headache for a little bit too, right? At that rate, you said it had been a bit.
For a couple days. And he would, and you know what? Because men are so stubborn with the health care. Do you know what she says to me they're doing at that moment?
What?
He's getting them lunch.
Oh.
He went to, or breakfast, whatever, because it was, he,
your father, so he wasn't even nearby.
No, he was in the cafeteria at the hospital getting them food. That's what he was worried. He wasn't going to the ER connected to the hospital they were in. He was getting food from him and my mom.
Because he was okay.
Well, his speech is slurred and he's got a headache.
Yeah, he was completely fine.
So she's telling me this. I'm starting to panic and I go, Mom, he has to go to the emergency room.
Gotta get checked out.
Well,
he's worried about your mom though, going, nope, we're here for her, not me.
And then my mom goes, oh, don't get all excited, Allison.
Mother?
And here,
Stop it.
Here I am in Milwaukee now.
Oh, she got you excited, though.
Yeah, my sister is in California, and the one who lives in New York is also in California on business in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I hang up and immediately call my sister, Jenny, who, by the way, I have not talked to since our fight, so we're back.
Oh, y'all back? We're good?
This brought us back together.
I knew it. I knew it.
Of course it did. And so I call her and I go, Mom just called me. I think it was an accident, and Dad's got slurred speech and a headache, and you're the only one they're going to listen to. She's like, what?
SOS fam. SOS
what?
Fam. Yeah.
So I then go, she goes, okay, hold on. So we're calling, we're texting. They're just eating their breakfast, acting like, I mean, it's
doing
crazy.
Doing their thing. saying nothing's wrong.
I am so flustered. We're all trying to get them to go to the ER. And my dad's like, so he gets on the phone. You can barely understand the guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you know, he's slurring his speech and he's telling us, well, I'll go later after your mom's stuff.
Mm.
So we're panicking and we're like, what do we do?
If he goes at all.
What do we do? Yep. Yeah. So this is the, like, what would you do in this moment? And so at one point, we told my mom, go up to a desk and just tell them he's having a medical emergency and you're in a hospital. So then they're going to help him because you're in a hospital now and nobody wants to be liable.
Nobody
once
wants to be liable.
Somebody's having a stroke,
part.
Right? Force him into it.
Yep.
And my dad's like on the phone laughing. He's like, Allison, I'm fine. And I'm like, his whole speech is slurred.
Gone.
My dad doesn't have slurred speech.
He never has, right?
I'm
he's
like,
never
dad,
had
you're
problems.
Having a stroke right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Are you serious?
Are
right.
you nuts?
Right.
So thank God he went in.
Finally.
And he says to me, oh, you should have seen it. They're so good here. All these doctors swarming me. I'm like, you were having a stroke.
Crazy.
That's why they were racing all over you, Dad. Because you were having a stroke.
It's almost like you were having a medical emergency, yes. Pops. Dog,
jeez.
Is crazy, right?
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk 9 neurosurgeons swarmed you in the emergency room?
No, this is, Allison, this is protocol. They do this for all their patients.
He's like, oh, this God, is great
this
care.
This is great. Wow. I've never been to a hospital like this. You've never had a stroke, Dad.
Dad, and he hasn't been in the hospital in like 20 years or something.
Oh,
since he had like chest pains in like, you know, his 50s or 60s. So he just had no interest, right?
Your dad, big stubborn. I'm already knowing he liked my pops.
That's
bro.
Where I got it from, you know? Thank God for therapy. I've worked it out a little. But let me tell you something. So he went in, thank God, and got care and was in the hospital for a few days. I flew down to Florida the next morning at 6 a.m. My sisters ASAP. And I were trying to figure out who could get there the quickest. And it was me because I was in Milwaukee and they were in California.
I knew it was going to be you.
I did too. And I didn't mind going because I knew that I could leave. I knew that you would hold me down. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I knew that I just didn't care, period. I was just leaving. And I knew that my ex would take my kids as he did.
I would have taken the boys.
You're right.
Somebody was going to take the boys.
Yeah. And I flew down to Florida. So the what would DZ do? This is taking a while. But
it's a spin because it's like a post. What should...
What would you do?
Would have.
Like your parent, you saw it all go down, him not getting care.
I was here for it.
You know someone's getting a stroke, and they're what do you do when your family won't get themselves health care help? It was crazy.
Well, why don't we answer together?
Okay.
And then I'll give you my advice, because I actually would have handled this completely differently than you.
Oh, you would have?
Yeah. I would have handled this differently. And I think we can all call, text, voice message, all of that next. Let's hodgepodge it, because let's talk about your situation, elaborate, and then let's say what we would have done. Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't even say from the Nicolet Law Offices. This is WXSS Milwaukee. I don't know.
From the Nicolet Law Offices, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
I needed that right now. Thank you, DZ. Because I got a lot of
I didn't even say it right. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. There
Thank
we
you,
go.
That part. That's what I needed from you right now. 414-533-1037. That's the call or text line. You have someone having a medical emergency. They won't get help.
You're thousands of miles away, and you're the only realistic person that could do something about it.
What do you do?
Yeah.
And they're in the hospital.
Oh, and right. Oh,
which
I got
makes
you.
The story crazier, by the way.
Oh, I got advice.
All right, we'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So to recap, this is going to be a hell of a show today. I'm on the air on Wednesday with DZ. My mom calls me and says, your father has some slurred speech and his head hurts. And I immediately know he's having a stroke.
You can just feel it in your
bones.
Yeah,
and you knew too. It was
obvious. I could feel it in my bones.
When I got him on the phone, I could tell he was having a stroke. And he would not go get care, even though they were in a hospital for my mom's appointments. How frustrating. He eventually went to the ER. Thank God they admitted him. He was in the hospital for a few days.
How long did it take him? To tell me for real, how many hours from when we found out to when he actually went and got care? How long did it take him?
My mom called me around 9 something, and then we were on the phone with him off and on until maybe 2 before he went and finally got help.
About 5 hours.
And he kept saying, I'm going to go
We're going to get, we're going to take care of your mother's stuff and then I'll go.
You know what he says to me when I got to the ER, because he was still in the ER when I got there, when I flew down to Florida, he says, I had it all planned.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mr. Gotta Be in Control. Shocking, uh-huh. He's my father. I had it planned. I was going to take care of your mom. I knew this. I mm-hmm. knew I was going to be here, so I just was waiting.
Listen, I was holding my stroke off until...
Oh, my God.
Pause. Never
Do
mind.
Do you understand
oh, gosh.
How much it took for me to not yell at a man having a stroke? That why would you wait 2 days?
I was holding off until your mother's things were handled, and then I was going to finish having my stroke.
I mean, it was unbelievable. So what would you do, DZ? I mean, you saw it all go down.
Yeah. If I were you?
Yeah.
Right.
It was so hard because you can't force someone to get medical help, by the way.
Yeah, you can.
Can't.
Yeah, you can. If they're unconscious, yeah, you can.
Were you going to knock them out and then take them?
I would have crept up with a rear naked chokehold. Quick pass out.
Let's go, Stan.
Move Stubborn
it.
Stan. Bring him a... Hey, this dude's having a stroke.
Stubborn
this dude's
Stan.
Having a stroke.
Honestly, I thought some of the best advice we got that day was go up to somebody at the hospital at a desk and tell them so that they know, and then they're forced to give him medical care because that, now he's in the hospital and they know, right?
All jokes aside...
Because he was in Jacksonville at the time.
My real advice, and I said I would have done something drastically different
it
from
was
you.
Tough. It was hard.
It's hard.
It was really upsetting all day. I was really upset, and so were my sisters trying to get them to go.
Yeah. Only things I would have done differently than you
yeah.
is, like I did, and I already told you this, I said, bro, call the hospital, tell them what room number your mom's in, and say, I am pretty sure my father is also having a medical emergency, and he is absolutely in denial. Because a stroke, I would say it's something that it affects your cognitive reactions.
Yeah, if you don't immediately, you can have the brain tissue starts getting destroyed, yeah.
Which could affect your memory, your decision-making ability, all of these things that a doctor could walk in and go, sir, are you okay?
Well, and think about
hey,
this.
Hey, sir, I think you may be experiencing some symptoms of a stroke. And then they go, have you had a headache? And your dad ain't gonna lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your speech seems a little slurred. Is that normal for you? And your dad ain't gonna lie about it. And then they're gonna go, sir, I'm a doctor. Mm-hmm. I, McDreamy, think you should be admitted into the hospital because I believe you're having a stroke. Then he had no choice but to listen. I would have called.
You would have.
I would have called immediately.
In hindsight. Well, he also had a facial droop.
Oh,
still
no
does.
Kidding.
Yeah, on one side.
Oh, sir.
Yeah.
I'm about 99.9% effectively more sure than a Lysol wipe that you are having a stroke, my boy.
Like, totally.
So
he is so stubborn.
I would have called. I would have tried. I would have, even if I got and yelled at, I would have fought my father if I would have had to. But I would have called behind his back. I would have figured out what room they were in, and I would have just called the hospital. And then two, I would have booked that red eye out. I don't care how long I would have been sitting at an airport. I would have tried to get there ASAP.
Here's what's funny. When we finally realized, okay, he's in and he's having a stroke and they're admitting him. When we finally were able to process that, I couldn't get there that night.
Late.
I couldn't get there
no
Wednesday
more
night. So I took the first flight out because I think I left at 6 a.m. on Thursday. There was nothing that would have gotten me there quicker at that point. So I flew in. I left at 6 a.m. out of Mitchell, and that was it. And then
mentally,
I got there.
Mm-hmm. Mentally, the only thing differently is that I don't know if I would have waited for confirmation.
You just would have gone.
I would have trusted my gut because, like I said, I knew.
Let me tell you something. I knew too, but you have to understand, this man is smart. This man is stubborn. And
you know
what you're
getting into.
He will convince you. He's even when I got to the hospital, he's trying to tell, the nurses were like, oh, I'm like,
you don't know this man.
You don't know this man.
He's a con artist.
Yes.
He's having a stroke, I swear.
They're like, he's so sweet. I'm like,
you and your family knows what you're getting into with that. But
so it was very, and then I didn't want to,
you didn't want to freak out.
There was a lot going on.
I guess I'm saying.
I was freaking out internally, but I was also waiting on my sisters who are older to tell me.
What should I do?
Because I kept saying, I'll go. And we're all looking for flights. Let's just go to David in East Troy this morning because I know we're already running out of time. What's new with us? What's new with us?
It's like we're
Us?
Late?
So much happening. All right.
Good morning.
David,
so listen, somebody's
Hello.
Having an emergency, a medical emergency, and they won't get help. What do you do?
I'm with DZ. I'd have called 911, or because he was already in the hospital, you could have called the hospital, and there's an acronym, FAST, F-A-S-T. The doctors would have seen that he was having a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive of the policies, but they may have called a medical emergency no matter how stubborn he is.
Well, you know what was so hard is that I know you want to basically
force
get them help because stroke treatment is time dependent.
Important.
Whoever texted that in,
thank
right?
you.
That's so true. But the man is smart, even having a stroke, he's manipulating. manipulative. You know what I mean?
So he's smarter than 90% of us, even mid-stroke.
This guy, no, you don't understand. And granted, we were all trying to figure it out. So by the time he got care, thank God.
And, smart and stubborn, Stan.
My mom's appointments got pushed off in the end. So okay. Don't worry. They happened. He went, but it's
they would have gotten the medication into him before you were done talking to the nurse.
Yep. Yeah. So basically, I should have done, we should have called at 10 a.m. instead of, you know, forcing him to go at 2 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when
just
you
like
find
DZ
out.
Just like DZ said, my dad's in 201 having a stroke. They would call the medical emergency.
Well, they weren't in a room. They were doing.
Oh, they were waiting
No,
still?
They were doing appointments. So they were in the cafeteria and then they were walking around. They weren't in a room like that, you guys.
I got a rogue father in your hospital right now having a stroke and in denial about it. Mm-hmm. My mother's also a liability. She's recently had brain surgery. Y'all should maybe find them.
Well, we
just yell Stan and Nancy.
The hospital would have turned into Night at the Museum.
on a hunt, boy.
I will say shout out to my sister Jenny who handles most of the stuff because she has worked in healthcare law and knows a lot
she
of
knows.
Stuff. But she honestly, you know, we got a case manager. We got a social worker assigned to them, which they did not appreciate.
I'm sure they didn't, but I'm sure y'all did.
She called in the hospital and she was like, we need a case manager
Please.
To help us because they both will tell you they're fine.
And they will convince you that they are.
And they will convince you and they will get in a car and drive. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want that and we need someone to help. So
last thing you needed was your father behind the wheel having a stroke with your mother in tow. Nope.
I've never been so happy to talk to a social worker in my life. And let me tell you something. We asked her lots of questions about what do you do and how do you deal with this. I'll leave you with this towards the end because they were, you know, letting him go home a few days later and we were like, are you
right
sure?
Now? Are
like,
you sure?
We need a discharge plan, all these things.
Is one of y'all coming with us? Doctors?
And by the way, as I'm talking to the social worker outside the room, my dad's opening the door going, can I get a cart so I can get my stuff out of here? Like, there's a whole, he couldn't just walk out. There's like a whole, they have to get transport. It's a whole thing.
Well, he had plans to play tennis.
He was ready to go.
This
guy just had a stroke. His speech is slurred. He's going, can I get a...
Hey, his face is drooped, but his backhand ain't.
Honest to God. And
I'm not meaning to joke. I just don't know how else to handle anxiety.
We were laughing because there's nothing else to do. We were like, our family's wild. So you know what the social worker was like? My sister's like, yeah, but what do you do at some point if... And she goes, unless there's... It has to be elder neglect.
Yeah.
And then if they're at a point where they're getting neglected, then... Because you don't want to... I don't want them thinking we're going to force them into a home. Every old person. That's not what we're doing, you know?
Right.
But that's their fear. They're paranoid.
That's anybody's fear
so
when you get
like,
to that
Dad,
age,
bro. We're just trying to get you help. Jeez.
You need it. Just accept it.
So that was kind of where she said, she's like, at the end of the day, you can't force, you know, and I get that. You can't force people to get medical treatment, you know?
I hate that
Thank God he was in the hospital. And, you know, and that's it. And so it's like, unless they're going to hurt somebody else, you know, or themselves, right? So it was interesting. I learned a lot on this trip, let me tell you.
I will say there is no coincidence that this happened right at this time. It was meant to be, and I'll say that it was a blessing that your father was at least close enough and your mother didn't have to get it figured out.
Oh my God.
Call 911 or you guys were out. You know what I mean?
He's her caregiver.
That part.
Jeez.
Without saying that, you know what I'm saying, David? Like, that it happened for
chaos.
A reason when it did.
And
let's just be thankful that
Correct.
It did.
Yeah.
Can we leave
and
it at
like
that?
DZ said, you can force them because you know who can force them? The medical providers because they're in their facility.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, the hospital is not going to get held liable.
Hell no.
Having a stroke.
100%. I'm talking about when they're not in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's what the social worker, that's what we were worried about. You know what I mean? So, but amen to that, David. You're right. Thank God they were in the hospital. You said it best, DZ.
Some tells me we're going to get an update about this one. This is what would DZ do is going to get an update, David.
We're going to have a lot of updates. Bye.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, there is a lot going on, but this is really funny.
Mm-hmm. What is?
We got this submission sent to us, and I laughed because it's one of these couple things that makes you giggle, but it's so relatable.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to use her name, but screw it. Gina, I'm using your name. She said, am I the jerk for getting mad he ate the taquitos?
Martin ate the taquitos.
Allie and DZ, the other night I was hungry and looking for something to eat. I saw some taquitos in the freezer and told my husband that I was going to heat them up for us. But then I noticed there were only three left.
Mm.
Not enough for the both of us.
Nope.
So I told him I was going to heat up these taquitos, but there's only three left. And then I asked him who ate them, and he told me not him. About 20 minutes later, after I ate some ramen noodles, he decided he was hungry and gets the taquitos to heat up for himself.
What is going on?
I love when people send these in, man. He says, I'm the jerk for getting mad at him for having the taquitos because I could have eaten them but chose not to. I think he's the jerk for eating them after I didn't eat them because I felt bad because there wasn't enough for both of us.
Uh-huh.
So please tell me, and she puts in all caps, am I the jerk? ! And then she writes, thank you, Gina, which made me laugh. The thank you after
damn,
she's screaming.
Gina.
So she sent this in. You can always submit your am I the jerks, am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com or send them to Facebook, DM them or whatever, Instagram. But
we'll get them
eventually. But Gina wants to know, is she the jerk for getting mad he ate the last three taquitos after she didn't intentionally eat them because there wasn't enough for both? I see what she's saying.
Yeah.
But then I also see why he's like, screw it. I'm
just going to eat them. Didn't you leave them for me since there wasn't enough for the two of us? Otherwise, you would have eaten them, but you chose to eat ramen instead.
My guy, she ate ramen.
Yeah.
Before he
ate the taquitos.
This was a miscommunication, clearly.
I hear no miscommunication.
You say screw it.
She didn't communicate effectively on her end. The only miscommunication was that she didn't eat the taquitos when she had the chance.
I think she was trying to be thoughtful, and he was not, and that's where this becomes a hot mess. She's like, I won't eat them because there's not enough for both of us.
So now nobody was supposed to eat them then. They were supposed to get left untouched?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
No, yeah, I guess not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but she purposefully did not eat the taquitos because there wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
She sacrificed, quote unquote, whatever, and ate ramen instead.
Thinking nobody's going to eat them.
Why not? There's three taquitos left. Why won't we just finish the bag off?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, now I'm hungry. I don't want to eat ramen. Oh, there's three taquitos left and there isn't enough for the two of us? I'll finish them off.
So then what's the question? Is she the jerk for being mad at him, or is he the jerk for eating the taquitos? Because she wrote it in as, am I the jerk for being mad at him?
Yes, you're the jerk for being mad at him for eating the three taquitos that are left.
No way.
Yeah.
He's just not as thoughtful. That's all.
So the bag was supposed to just get left with three taquitos in it, and we're both supposed to eat ramen
until you can go to the store, yes. And you both
and buy
ramen.
More taquitos. You see how nonsense that sounds?
No.
It's, oh my goodness. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
Yes.
I can't stand you right now.
Oh my God. Because I feel her so hard
so
right
now.
That's
I'm
why
so,
I feel her. I'm so, totally, I'm so sympathetic
fellas,
to her.
So fellas, AKA, when there's only three taquitos left and we both wanted taquitos, I'm supposed to now sacrifice the three taquitos, throw them away, be like, ew, nobody gets taquitos now since we both can't
nobody's
have taquitos.
Nobody's throwing them away. Don't jump to conclusions.
Also, now I got to leave them for you to have whenever you want them next time.
No, you got to wait till we go to the store and get more, and then we can all have taquitos together.
That don't make no sense.
It does to me.
I'm going to finish my box of taquitos first with the three taquitos that are left. And then, because we're not going to the store right now, it's too cold.
Listen, do you know what gets people angry? Food. So this is going to be a good
Why do you think I'm fired up? I'm arguing about the, like, taquitos, like they're my taquitos. We wouldn't have had this issue. I would have ate mine.
Gabby from Milwaukee said they're both the jerks. You guys are so funny. Somebody said she's the jerk. Nothing a simple game of rock, paper, scissors can't solve.
Thank you. Was that Aaron that texted that?
No.
It would have made sense.
You guys better sign your names when you text these in. Bella in Kenosha said, haha, classic couple moment. Girl, you know who ate all those taquitos and left you three, so he ate all the taquitos and left you three, so not the jerk.
I didn't want to address that, but I think it was him that ate all
totally
the taquitos.
It was totally him. Lindsay and Grafton said, you each have 1.5 still and have ramen. Problem solved. Sharing's caring. Lindsay, this is not what should you do, though.
I know exactly where Lindsay's going, because that's probably what we would have ended up doing.
Yep.
Both having ramen, and each of us get a taquito and a half.
Exactly. You would have split them.
Oh, 100%.
Correct. Somebody said, Katie in Milwaukee texted in, jerk for being mad. So were those three taquitos supposed to be in food limbo?
Thank you. That's exactly what they were supposed to be.
You guys are so funny on the text.
Food limbo.
414-533-1037. Is Gina the jerk? It works out perfectly. Is Gina the jerk for being mad her husband ate the last three taquitos after she intentionally didn't eat them because there wasn't enough for both and ate ramen? We'll talk to you next. Don't go anywhere. After Am I the Jerk, we're sending you to the Wisconsin State Fair, baby.
Wee!
It may be really, 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 really cold outside.
You forgot one extra really.
Really cold. But we are sending you to the Wisconsin State Fair, and we're sending you to one of the shows at the Wisconsin State Fair. Boys to Men, baby. So hold on. Right after Am I the Jerk, your chance to win. Now let's talk taquitos.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sometimes Am I the Jerk's heavy, and sometimes it's light. And even though this one appears light, it's probably heavy to a lot of couples.
Sometimes it's taquito, so, you know, it's heavy light.
Thank you. Gina wrote into the show and wanted to know if she's the jerk for being really mad her husband ate the last three taquitos after she intentionally didn't eat them and ate ramen because they weren't enough.
Why did she intentionally not eat them?
She was trying to be thoughtful and think, well, if we can't both have them, none of us are having them.
Oh, no. I didn't hear the none of us part.
Just go to Sean, our boy in West Bend. He is one of our regulars, called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song. Sean!
Howdy.
Howdy.
Sean, you're so funny on the air because if people don't know, Sean and his wife had a oops, the surprise.
You mean a double oops.
He even though they have grown kids, they got pregnant. He just had twins at 40.
Wepa, congrats, man.
Congrats. It's the cutest thing ever. So, Sean, I'm dying to know if you think Gina's the jerk for being mad that he ate the taquitos.
Absolutely. So I agree with DZ. What are you supposed to do with these three taquitos? Cut them in half, play rock, paper, scissors, do something. But
something.
Don't just leave it in food purgatory.
Thank you, man. What is up with all this just hatred on the food that could be perfectly eaten and good on the day of?
Food purgatory. You guys are killing me.
We have the same issue with Reese's Cups. So if I buy some, I buy two bags knowing that we both like them. If my wife chooses to eat all of her Reese's Cups in like 3 seconds, so be it. That means there's no longer enough for both of us because she chose to eat hers.
Because she's done with hers. And now my bag is now getting commandeered.
It better not be.
He said it better not be.
Oh my gosh.
I'll keep him in my work van.
Sharon texted in and said communication. She could have asked jerk. Oh, come on, you guys.
I mean,
I agree with that because everybody's mad at him. If you're saying he's a jerk, it's probably because you're mad at him that he didn't ask, hey, can I have these?
Are you going to eat these?
So it's got to go both ways. She could have asked, hey, what do you want to do with these?
Yeah, I guess I just don't understand why she didn't eat them herself. He wouldn't have been bothered had she warmed him up.
She was being thoughtful. She said, there's only three left. Did you eat them? And he said, no. And then she said, oh, well, there's only three. There's not enough for us, so I'll just eat ramen. And then he went and ate them.
Well, because he went, okay.
Taquitos.
Yeah, she could have warmed up the taquitos and it would have been on him to eat the ramen.
You dudes are so rude sometimes.
How?
Because you don't think about us. You just think about yourselves.
She ate ramen first.
God.
Had she eaten the taquitos, I guarantee you, buddy would have been like, oh, you ate them without me? Oh my God.
Did she purposely not eat them so she can hold it over his head for when he does eat them?
Thank you, Sean. That's what it feels like, my boy.
Okay, I'll give you this. Carl and Milwaukee texted in and said she's definitely the jerk. She made herself the martyr and now she's mad. It's nonsense. That's what you guys are trying to say.
Fellas!
Fellas,
I'm a fat kid at heart too. Don't mess with my food either.
Hey, that part, Sean. We on the same side of this one, fam.
Fine, Sean. We still love you. Okay, goodbye.
I definitely still
love me
you.
Too.
Say give your family the best, man. Peace, bro.
All right, let's go to Leah in Greenfield this morning. Hey, Leah, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Well,
triggered.
Not on the same page as you can tell. Gina wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her husband ate the taquitos. Is she the jerk?
No, she's not. My husband would have not have eaten them. He would have waited until we went to the store so we can share because we take that seriously in our household.
Sure.
Only in Gina's does Gina take it seriously. Clearly her husband
does
not.
Yeah, apparently. I guess a lot of people don't think like we do, I guess.
That's why I said we're more thoughtful.
Not a jerk. I felt her.
So you feel her. Wow. All right. So now let me just ask you, Leah, would you have eaten the taquitos? Or are you saying only your husband?
Oh,
you
would have left them too. My husband, like, there's only three. So it looks like we got to go to the store because we'll eat like three easily.
So we both got to eat something different now because only one of us can have taquitos right now?
Yes, there's not enough for everybody. So nobody's getting them.
Unless you only want one taquito and I eat two.
Also, you still get the two, Leah. This is exactly what I meant. Those taquitos were for you to eat whenever he wasn't around next time and be like, oh, oh.
No, I save them. I wouldn't have eaten them even if he wasn't around.
I don't understand why she's a jerk for being thoughtful. Right, Leah? Like, come on.
Yeah, no. I would have definitely been like, he wants some. I'm not going to do that.
All right, Leah. I give you that. I respect you for
all
it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Leah. She says not of the course. Jerk.
Splits us up. Have a great day. Said, not me and my husband. He would have waited for me.
Okay, Kay and Tosa said she's the jerk. Lady, stop sacrificing when there's no need to. She's the one who was originally hungry, not him. Fair enough. You know what? You're right. Well, stop being thoughtful. Fine. Enough said.
He wasn't worried about it either which way, and she literally made herself this martyr and went, oh, the audacity of him to eat the taquitos without me when I left him. I left him. I didn't eat him.
It's regret
because she didn't eat him.
Maybe. Who texted in? They must be newly married. Food is fair game when you're married for over 15 years.
Ding, 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 dong.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's go to Dominique in Milwaukee, who's going to be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Dominique.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, man. Is Gina the jerk for being mad her husband ate the last three taquitos?
Lay it on us.
Absolutely the jerk. And ooh, there's no reason to be upset over food, especially in this situation.
Oh, yes, there is.
No, let Dominique speak. The floor is yours, big dog.
No, so when it comes down to couples, I mean, it's fair game. It's not only just fair game, but who's to say that he's the one that left the three taquitos? Mm. How do we know she didn't? That's part of the story got left out. So. Sure.
Okay.
So the reality could be that these taquitos already had a plan in mind, and somebody had already maybe eaten six taquitos instead of three taquitos one time in one sitting. They messed up the count, and now it's going. I don't know who upset the balance.
It's like when you only got two Texas toasts. You're like, who ate the other? You messed up the rotation.
You messed up the roto.
Uh-huh, or the mozzarella sticks or whatever you got in the damn freezer. You know? The bagel bites, the pizza rolls. I could go
you
on.
You always pass the bread to the right.
Nothing makes me more mad when there's like two meatballs instead of like six of the little ones.
Dominique, So you're saying unequivocally, no question, decided, factorably jerk.
All right.
Fine. Absolutely, because my wife would have just ate them.
That part, thank you. I wouldn't have even known we had taquitos. I would have seen the empty bag in the garbage and been like, oh, we had taquitos? Oh, that's cool. Every single time, ma'am. Dominique, you my dog.
Yes, sir. Dominique, is your wife Megan in Milwaukee?
Yep.
I can see it on the text. She texted in and said, I'm with Dominique.
She said,
I'm petty with Dominique in Milwaukee. If he eats most of them, then I'll eat the rest and maybe give him one bite, LOL. All right.
Not the one bite.
All right. Bye, Dominique. Have a good day.
Bye. You guys too.
Peace, fam. Those are funny together.
They are funny together. Somebody said, I would react just like Gina if those were the taquitos in my house, right?
Free game. Them taquitos are free game. If you don't know how many are left in the box, are you really even hungry?
Man.
If you don't have the count mentally of what's left in your freezer, do you even know?
Dana in Sheboygan texted in, husband's giving youngest child energy while Gina's giving middle sharing caring.
Yeah. You know what, Dana? Family, that's right.
But
you're
she
right.
Said husband's a jerk.
Oh, snap.
Because he's giving the young child, like, I'm going to eat it all. I don't care.
That's because Logan be eating the taquitos.
Oh, is that Logan's wife? Unbelievable.
I can almost guarantee it.
That's funny. All right. Well, it worked out too. She is the jerk for being mad he ate the taquitos. Fine. Whatever. Screw y'all. Forget all you fellas, dude. We have to give away tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. This is so exciting because I know it's really cold outside, you guys, but we want to warm you up thinking about the fair because it's going to be here before you know it. And Boys to Men are coming to the Bank 5-9 main stage. So we are sending you and a friend 414-533-1037.
What? It's time to do this.
Fine. Caller number 33 is going to see Boys to Men. I can't stand you right now so much. Motown Philly back again, baby. You don't want a little end of the road since the taquitos are going to end their marriage?
Whoa. I see what you did there.
Good luck, caller 33.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to lie. That was my first concert when I was like... Never mind. I'm not going to talk about how old I was.
It was your first concert.
It was Boys to Men, Brandy. It was MC Hammer. I'm not even going to lie. It was my first concert.
You said Brandy, MC Hammer, and Boys to Men
you
were there?
You heard what I said.
Belle Biv DeVoe wasn't far behind, were they, dog?
Shut up. Don't age me, okay? But either way, Boyz II Men are coming to the Wisconsin State Fair, and we are sending you Greg's in Milwaukee. Let's just pull up Greg. You
Greg, good morning, man.
Hi, Greg.
Hello?
Greg.
Gregory.
Earth to Greg. This was happening off the air. I'm getting so annoyed.
Greg. You there, Greg?
You were talking just fine when I took all your info, Greg. Hot mess.
Did they mute us? They might have muted us on accident.
I don't know.
Listen.
You got to put them on hold. They've been done. You got to listen to
Hey, Greg, in case you're listening.
you're going to the Wisconsin State Fair. Woo!
Yay, Greg.
Jeez. All right.
Greg.
Greg's going to the Wisconsin State Fair. He's got tickets to see Boyz II Men at the Bank 5-9 main stage on August 1st. I didn't even mention the date. August 1st, because it is so cold out. I just want to think about summer.
Think about warmer weather. Don't think about today.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to try Greg one more time?
Yeah, hit him up. Greg, are you here now?
Greg?
Nope.
Yes. Oh, Greg! Woo! Greg! He heard it. You going to Wisconsin State Fair.
Woo, Greg. We're happy
awesome,
for you.
Awesome.
There you go. Now we got you. Congratulations, Greg. We're excited.
You.
Hey, Greg, I have a question for you real quick. Are you leaving the house today?
Most likely, yes.
Ooh.
Work or just personal or pleasure?
Pleasure.
Oh, my.
For what?
Are you crazy, Greg?
Do you know the temperatures right now?
Why are you leaving the house, Greg?
Is this something you just do to yourself on purpose?
Come on, Greg.
Please tell me you're bundled up. No, where are you going for real, Greg?
Yeah.
And why?
Why?
Maybe to the bar.
To warm up. Because they won tickets.
You know what? No judgment. We listen and we don't judge.
It actually makes sense. Just let us know where you're going so we can meet you, big dog.
He said, I'm leaving to go to the bar.
He said, you know what's up.
So Wisconsin. All right, Greg. Somebody will be in touch. Congratulations, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Whoever said thank you in the back, you're welcome too. I'm sure they're going.
Oh, my gosh.
That was funny.
Guy is too much. Okay.
Greg is funny.
So he said, I'm not going to work. I'm going to the bar today.
To celebrate.
That's what I'll be doing. So, you know, let's talk about this, DZ.
What's up?
The coldest day. I mean, this is like, remember when we had the polar vortex?
Oh, this is bad.
This is like that on crack.
Just snow.
This is insane.
It's cold.
It's negative. I don't know enough that they canceled school.
Negative 30 right now with the wind chill. It's negative 30 right now. Yes.
I mean, I'm just happy my car started. I'm happy that I have power right now.
I'm happy I have fingertips.
Honestly, I'm wearing one Spider-Man glove, you guys, because I couldn't find two gloves, but I needed a warm enough one when I drove to work because my steering wheel stayed cold the whole time.
My hand stayed in my pocket while I drove.
Oh my gosh. But I feel so bad for so many people today, like the HVAC guys. Ugh.
Any plumbing people?
Plumbing? Ugh. The
delivery individuals? I'm not going to lie. A lot of people going to be getting delivery because they don't want to go out.
Last night, my kids, long story that I'll tell you about the new guy, and long story, he came to pick me up to have dinner.
Oh, what?
I'll tell about what are we calling him?
Oh, he don't got a name yet. And we're starting. Listen, I feel like I'd be jinxing it sometimes when I give these dudes names. So I am pulling it back.
Okay.
I'm not giving this man a name yet.
Why?
I'm waiting because now I'm paranoid. I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, okay. Well, he came to get me. And I said to my kids, I said, okay, I'm not ordering delivery because it's.
You got DiGiorno?
I went to the store myself. I did. I ordered DiGiorno and I brought back frozen pizza. And I go, listen, I go, and they didn't even care, by the way. These boys are like, get out.
Whatever.
They're at that age where it makes me so sad.
Oh, you're still here?
They love it when I leave. It makes me so sad, you guys. But anyway.
Oh, little teenagers at home alone by themselves? Little boys loving it? Yeah, no crazy. No wonder.
By the way, the guy came and picked me up. They didn't even look. They didn't care. They didn't even notice.
They didn't even walk you to the door.
I said to him, I said,
bye, boys. They said, who? You're still here?
They probably thought I was. They didn't care.
No.
So the point is, I knew I did not want to. No offense to the delivery drivers. I intentionally did not order delivery last night when I normally would have if I was leaving for a couple hours. Because I didn't want to put people in the cold.
Oh, you would be all that thoughtful.
I intentionally didn't order
bought delivery. Stuff that could be made at home.
I went and got them stuff they could make themselves so that I'm sure maybe some delivery people want the money, but last night I felt like it just wasn't nice.
Oh,
you know?
I'm going to patronize. I'm putting some money in your pocket today if y'all are delivery drivers, I'm going to pay you today.
Well, I want to talk to our listeners and I want people to call and text in and tell us, are you working today? Because obviously all the schools closed for the most part that I know of.
All of
MP-
CVS is closed.
My kids are out. I mean, and I wasn't surprised by that because yesterday I'm like, there's no way they can send these kids to school at the bus stop. And it's just freezing.
I think it's below 25 degrees. If it's anything below 25, negative 25 degrees, they will call school because it is an effective freeze warning. It's a cold day. This is a winter advisory to the fullest.
Are the buses even going to start?
The sun doesn't even feel warm outside right now, dog. There's nothing that's going to help this.
Yeah.
So in the level of cold that we're in, they're going to call it. Aaron's at home with the boys because what's the point of us taking them to daycare?
I would never. No, she should. Yeah. Well, don't leave the house if you don't have to, I feel like.
Think about it, though. Talking about essentials and who might be at work and whatnot.
Yeah.
Daycares are open. Our daycare lady's there.
People
got to work. People like me and you say I didn't have Aaron. Thankfully, I would have had to drop the boys off at daycare. Today would have been no different. I would have had to take the boys out in this kind of weather. And this is horrible.
No, you shouldn't have to take them anywhere. Stacy in Sheboygan texted in and said, I work at Love's Truck Stop. I'm on my way to work now. I started my car 30 minutes early to let it warm up. Well, think about that. Gas stations have to be open. She's a perfect example. She works at Love's.
Oh, yeah. People still got to drive at the end of the day regardless.
Who texted in working today? I'm in finance. You can work from home in finance.
Pop that computer. And I bet you that's what they're doing. They got to be working. There's no way you're going into the office today, dog.
Say your names, please, like Jason and McGuanago, who texted in and said, on the way in right now, we had to push a couple jobs back a little bit, but work as usual. I work for a moving company.
No, you don't, Jason.
No.
Hey, Jason, we calling you out, bro.
I quit.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
Nope.
I'm sorry, but no.
CC and Elkhorn said, throwing trash. I'm a garbage man. No.
Listen, hold on, though. I actually got a theory about that. Huh. They've canceled on snow days. On bad pickup days, they don't pick it up, and then they'll just send out an alert and be like, hey, today is a day where I don't think I need the garbage picked up. I don't even think the raccoons that might normally get into my bins are out today. They're cold.
Yeah. So 414-533-1037 from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Oh, someone said they work in a pediatric office because kids are still sick and everybody's sick right now more than ever. So
shout out to all
the healthcare people who obviously have to go in.
Obviously,
and
thank you.
Out to all the HVAC people. My Spectrum guy texted me and said, pray for us cable people. I'm like, no, the people, I understand you have to go outside, but I would lose
it
too.
But do you have to?
But you know we want internet. If we're stuck in the house, we want internet. You know we're going to throw a fit, man.
I mean, listen, I use my data. I'll pay for extra data.
Okay, LTE, how you doing? Nancy and Racine said, I work at a medical eye doctor office at work now. Oof. Oh, man. Angelica in West Bend, I'm a door dasher, and I look forward to working today. Okay, Angelica, well then maybe...
Drop me your dash code, Angelica. I'll order.
Yeah, I mean, if you want the money, I can receive that. Mm-hmm. And then Natalie in Menominee Falls said, I'm at work in Menominee Falls since 6 a.m., but my supervisor isn't here because his daughter doesn't have school. Most of our people made it in today. Impressive.
Dog groomers are bringing their... Whoa!
People
still want their dog's haircut. I don't even want a haircut today.
Adina, I hope I said your name right. The airport's definitely still open. Wah! Shout out to all the airport workers.
Is it safe to fly in this kind of weather? It's negative 30.
Think about the baggage people outside.
It's negative 30.
And shout out to the shoe shiner at General Mitchell. When I was racing out of town last week because I had to drop everything and go to Florida because my dad had a stroke. Long story we've talked about a little bit. I'll get into more. The shoe shiner had us blaring at the airport, and I was like, my God!
Had us going.
He didn't know it was me. I ran past him, but I could hear you doing the show at 6 a.m.
And I heard
him playing us at the airport, so shout out to him for sure.
And he's a real one because he started from the rip, bro. He right start the morning.
I was literally 6 a.m. and he had us blaring, so I was happy to hear that for sure. So I don't know if he's working today.
Shout out to you, though, man. Shining them shoes.
Yes, absolutely. 414-533-1037. Oh, the phones are going crazy. Are you guys, do you have to go into work today?
Ugh.
And why?
Ugh.
I have questions.
Ugh.
Who's working today?
Us.
Oh, my gosh. All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. So many people texting in and saying, let's see, Megan from Milwaukee, Karen, Megan from Milwaukee. I have to go into work, and I work in sales that works with governments and municipalities and schools.
Okay.
All which are closed.
I was going to say, what are you selling, bro?
Yeah, geez. Yeah, no, I don't know why any school would be open today. It's not, it's just not even safe to be out there. When, how many warnings do you need?
Today's a virtual day, if anything,
come
for
on.
Schools. I get it, because education is important. And if anything, COVID taught us was that kids that miss years worth of education are struggling with that. So, yeah, trying to stay on track is vital, but today's a virtual day. Let's not force it.
Yeah, Kate Note Creek said she works at a warehouse for maintenance of weigh machines, and we are working. Okay.
Hey.
Are you guys working today or not? Let's go start with Lisa in Sussex. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Allie. Morning, DZ. I'm actually from Oak Creek, but I work in Sussex.
Oh! Okay.
I'm just all over the place.
You never stop. The grind don't stop. And let me guess, you working right now?
Yeah.
I'm on my way. Ooh. On my way.
What do you do? What do you do?
Well, I clean at one job, and I work at Amazon in the other.
Okay.
And
most offices, they expect you to be there if you can't work from home. They expect you to be there no matter the weather. So.
That is very true, but on certain days, I'm sorry, man.
Come
on days like this,
I know. I met you guys at Farmer Fleet. You don't remember me, huh?
Lisa. Yeah, she was at the toy drive. She had the long
break. Which day?
Lisa in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
We were there multiple days, Lisa. I'm sorry.
She had bangs.
I bought the dinosaur
toy. Oh, Lisa with the bangs.
Thank you.
Oh, the cool Lisa.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay.
DZ really didn't remember till I said the bangs, and then
yep,
it hit him.
Yep, and then it hit me. And then it hit me.
No, you guys meet so many people. And we're so glad you two are at work today. I do appreciate that.
Oh, well, Lisa, when you make it worth it like that, now I feel bad saying I wish I wasn't.
Don't do it. We need you. Don't do it.
Hey, listen, if you at work, we at work. How about
Lisa,
that?
Lisa, my kids love that I had to go to work. They were like, bye.
Yeah.
They're probably eating all the waffles and everything in the house
There's no cereal left, Allie. You're going to have to buy some.
You know what we should
do? Oh, yeah. Today's a cereal day.
All day.
Trust me. And gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Lisa. Thank you for calling. Sorry you had to work. We love you.
Bye.
Love you
too. Bye. Anthony in Whitefish Bay texted in, working doing trash, hoping my truck doesn't freeze up. Oh, I feel so bad for you guys.
The trash pickup actually doesn't make sense to me. Sure, I understand maybe factory processing plant stuff like that, but the garbage, that could wait. It really can wait.
Christy in Germantown texted in, said, yes, working today. People won't cancel hair appointments. Man!
Wow. Dog groomers and hair people, I guess, were one and the same. Y'all are fighting the good fight, just getting everybody's hair wet and cutting it. Hopefully it doesn't break off when they step outside.
Oh, I feel so bad. Let's go to our girl who's got her own theme song. You guys know her. Amanda in Racine.
Who?
Amanda! Girl.
Boom.
So, today at Starbucks. That's why I'm cold.
Hold on. Excuse me. You and Destiny both left the house on purpose to meet at Starbucks? Yeah.
I need my caffeine. I need my Starbucks.
You know they also deliver, though.
You could have rescheduled. You know that, right? You could have rescheduled
for
this.
Real.
Well, I had to drop off the kids anyway, so I had to be out. I didn't have a choice.
Wait, what do you mean you had to drop off the kids anyway?
What?
Oh, you're at work.
At the babysitter,
Because she's working
today,
right now.
And Amanda, you're like a social worker, right?
Well, I work for a nonprofit, but I actually got promoted. So I oversee companies now. You know.
Hey, I got the flex.
Bad baby.
You know, but you got the big girl cardigan on now.
The business cardigan today.
You're funny. All right, Amanda. Well, I don't feel bad for you because you're choosing to go to Starbucks and get out of the car. So whatever. You know what? Have fun at Starbucks.
Yeah, will do. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Oh, Derek in Waukesha said, I'm a cop, and if I have to get out of my car, there's a good chance you're getting a ticket. Just kidding. Hope everyone stays in and stays safe. I'll tell you something, Derek. I didn't feel bad speeding because I thought, no cop's going to pull me over in this.
They don't want to stop. I don't want to stop.
I was being safe, I promise, but I was like, they're never going to pull me over in this weather. There is no way.
Oh, you're the problem.
I was like, please, get out and pull me over. I'll wait in the car.
I will race you there, bro, because I'm going to make it to work before I stop, dog.
That's hysterical. All right, let's go to Mary and Jackson this morning. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Morning.
Are you working today, and what do you do?
Girl, yes.
Oh,
I heard it in her voice.
What do you do?
I am a service coordinator, so I have to dispatch service technicians to fix equipment.
Oh, you don't have a choice.
Yep, we need these people today when things break. Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah, but my daughter's school canceled, so she's with me. So I have to do virtual days with my daughter.
Oh,
hey, youngin.
Hi. Well, and you know, DZ's going through that. Erin, luckily, MPS canceled, so she's home with the kids because she's an MPS teacher. Yep. But my boys, I remember them being little like that, and this being bringing them to work with me, if I had on a day like this, I might have brought them if school was canceled, because some parents don't know what to do. But at the same time, I understand why the schools aren't. It's too dangerous to have these kids at the bus stop. And a lot of kids use transportation.
Well,
like
and
my
being
kids.
Inside of a school, too, the reality is some of these schools aren't equipped to heat up a building of that size when it's this cold. So it's going to be freezing inside for a while, too.
And like I can tell you, those bus people are not getting out of that house and driving kids to school.
That's the youngin'. She's our people, too.
I could see them calling the parents saying, hey, I ain't leaving my house.
I am good, bro.
Listen. She ain't going to work when she gets old. She's not going to work.
I swear she's not.
You guys are the best.
If you call, you ain't making me come.
I love that kid so much, bro. Oh, my God. She's amazing.
All right.
National treasure market.
Seriously. Mary, thank you for calling. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
All right. James and Eagle said, I'm working. I'm a general contractor. James, just cancel the work.
James, we don't need you today. For real, bro. Just hit him. You know what I think it is? I think some people sometimes are scared to even try. When you do have the independent work, or you want to be a good employee, or you want to be a good business owner, and you go, I'm going to be there. When just as easily you can hit up the customer and say, hey, does it bother you if we maybe push it? It's really cold outside and the safety is not there. Do you mind? And
seriously.
Most people would be okay with that, but you don't want to ruin reputation, so you go, screw it.
No.
I'm going to do it.
Just, no. I'm not blaming anyone for not going to work today. Crystal in Elkhorn said she's working today as a nurse practitioner for Aurora. And we said, shout out to all the healthcare people, because we know so many people are sick and you got to go in.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay in Bayview must be a psychopath, because she texted in and said, been up into the lake to watch sunrise and get my coffee in Crocs and a hoodie.
I got nothing for you, Lindsay.
You are sick. That's I don't know. You're insane, Lindsay.
I got nothing
Please
for you.
Please stop. Yeah. No. Goodbye. I think the biggest news is it's really cold out, okay?
Yeah, it's freezing out.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ back together again. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias. How many days were we apart? How many days was the show? Not the show. Correct. I mean, it was the show. But
just two.
Yeah.
2 days.
So I'm glad to be back.
No, the show was not the show, bro. I was tired. My voice hurt. I was exhausted. No, the show is not the show. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
let's not fake it. No,
well,
it sucked.
I mean, it sucked that I missed you, and I'm glad to be back now, because I had to abruptly leave last week. On Wednesday, we were on the air, and like 9 a.m., my mom calls me, and she's like, your father, his speech is off, and he's got a headache. And I'm like, excuse me?
Huh?
Which totally sounds like a stroke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just a little bit.
It was a stroke, and he's going to be okay now, but he was in the hospital for a little bit. So I flew down to Florida, because I was able to get there the quickest. And so my sisters and I rotated. So I was there for what? I got there Thursday. I left at 6 a.m. The first flight I could get out on Thursday.
You were there for like, what, 4 days too?
I think so. And then, I left on Sunday.
Got back Sunday
and then
night.
My sister Jenny rotated in. I felt so
Did
bad.
Did you see
for her.
Her at all?
No. This is we were 30 minutes apart. This is so crazy. So she asked how long I could stay. I said, I'll stay as long as I need to stay. I don't, whatever, you know.
Right.
But I have children too. And she's got children. She was on a work trip in San Francisco when all this happened, because she lives in New York City. And she goes, okay, I got to fly back to New York. My niece Olivia was starring in the play that night. She was like, I don't, you know, you got these things that you've been building
commitments,
up to.
Commitments that have been building for
She's
months.
Like, I haven't even seen my family and my kids because I've been on a work trip.
She goes, was last week for me. Right. Mm-hmm. I get it. Trust me.
You get it. So I was like, you go home, spend a couple days with your family, and then we'll rotate. You know?
Right.
And that's exactly what we did. And thank goodness I could just send mine to their fathers, you know. And, Owen and Hudson. Dude, and I'd call them. They're
They're
like, what do you want?
Teens and preteens.
I'm like, your grandpa just had a stroke. Really? You want to ask how grandpa's doing instead of what do you want?
Nope, what do you want?
I swear, dude, they're so rude.
They don't have that concept of life yet.
They're so rude. So she flew in Sunday, and then I got the latest flight out I could get on Sunday. So we ended up being 30 minutes apart.
She got there 30 minutes after you? Okay, got it.
And so I was Ubering to the airport because my parents were not driving, obviously. And she was driving from Orlando to my parents, and I was going to a different airport. So I told my parents, I'm like, don't you drive, because my dad's like, I can drive in 3 days. I'm like, who said you could drive in? The neurosurgeon said you can drive in 3 days.
Show me the paperwork. Show me the proof, because I've been with you this whole time. Right.
I was so mad. The whole thing was a hot mess. But ooh-wee. You tell old people, they're like, no, we're fine. We're fine.
It's like a taking of independence.
Well, and he's slurring his speech going, I'm good. And I'm like, okay, dad, you just had a stroke.
Wide-eyed, looking like, crazy? Okay, sure. Yeah, you're fine.
I said, do not drive, because you could hurt my mom.
Yeah.
You could hurt yourself, and you could hurt somebody else.
Somebody else, right.
So chill out. So our family's a hot mess, DZ. The picture I posted finally when everything settled down, because I ignored people for like 3 days, because I just could not emotionally deal.
We kept trying to be like, I'll call you tomorrow. And no, I'll call you tomorrow. And then tomorrow kept coming, and it didn't happen. But we were both busy. You arguably way busier than I was dealing with your stuff.
You had four Bucks games.
I was at work. I wasn't dealing with a family emergency. There's a difference.
Oh, my God. Well, and then there were so many things. Like, they sent my dad home with a heart monitor, and so then he couldn't remember.
He had the EKG machine on?
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's like this thing that it's kind of cool, actually, the technology, the way they do it. He just wears it around his neck, and I had to help him with that, and then he'd be like, I don't need your help. So, like, you know, the mental health was taking a toll, because I'm worried about my parents, but they're still my parents, so they're still crazy, right? And you know how family is. Mm-hmm. So my dad gets up like the first morning I got them home from the hospital. Then I had to drive them from Jacksonville to Daytona, where they live, because neither could drive. Thank God their car was at the hospital. Because they
had driven themselves there.
Uh-huh, which is a whole nother story.
Listen.
And so we get in the car. He's still Stan, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, he tried to get in the driver's seat, I bet you.
No, he gets in the back, and he's staring, looking, and I go, what? And he goes, nothing.
Making sure you're using your blinkers. Mm-hmm. He's backseat driving.
Yeah, we get on the freeway. He goes, Allison, I know it's going to take 20 minutes longer, but take 95. And I looked at him. I go, are you going to boss me around the whole drive? I'm 45, Dad.
I will get us home.
And he goes, okay, no problem. Because my sister kept going, just remember, he needs you. Yeah. So if he's going to give you a hard time, you'd
he
be
better
like,
cut it out.
Figure it out. Right. And I go, you're right. You're right. Like, he really does need you. He can only push it so far.
He can't be regular old dad right now. He can only suggest 95. He can't make you do it.
Man, he's so stubborn, dude. And then he gets up and they get up on the first morning we were home, and he's just on one. Just like, you know, regressing, as we talk about when family gets together, and he's frustrated because he can't leave. He can't drive. And
I'm itchy and antsy.
I said, I'll take you to the store. But anytime.
Oh, that's not what he wants, though.
No, he wants to just live his life.
Uh-huh.
And so he said at one point, he goes, I went and got their prescriptions. He goes, can you take me to Walmart? I go, sure, Dad. We were there for like 20 minutes. And Jenny, my sister, goes, just let him be and take care of mom.
Let him putz around. And you had both parents? Oh, I guess you can't leave one at the house by themselves.
Well, no. I left my mom because she wouldn't leave the chair. Trust me.
Okay, she was good.
My dad wants to be active. My mom wants to sit in the chair and not do her physical therapy. These are the issues we got. So I take my dad, and we were there maybe 20 minutes. I said, you want me to push the cart? Because I was just letting him be independent. I was just following him around and not bugging him.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, it's an important part of rehab, too, to let him do his own little thing.
Well,
he had
just gotten out of the hospital the day before from a stroke, for crying out loud, this guy. And
but
so,
he's going to push the boundary, and you kind of got to let him.
He finally said, okay, you can push the cart. I said, all right, Dad.
Pop got tired. Uh-huh. Oh, whoa.
And then we got home, and I was very proud of him. He admitted he was tired.
Ooh.
And he said, okay, that kind of took it out of me. And I go, look at you being humbled a little bit, Dad.
I was going to say.
It's okay to ask for help.
Did you see any of any humbling in your family
yes
in this
and no.
moment?
Oh, yes and okay. no. Because we got into a big mental health discussion. I was like, Dad, I'm not doing this with you right now. He was like, listen, when my father died, I didn't have any regrets because I forgave him. And I was like, Dad, now's not the time to talk to me about mental health right
your
now.
Your health scare and your father's passing, the two do not equate.
Not the same.
You know, we still got a few things to figure out, Daddy.
Anyway,
no, that's right.
How's your family?
Bruh,
no, but really, how is your family? Because I haven't seen you in days. We've been texting. You had 4 Bucks games last week.
Gee, can I
left town. What's going on? Talk to me.
I've been playing phone tag with everybody.
Really?
Yeah. When I say I haven't seen my wife for longer than what feels well, now, obviously, for yesterday, we got to spend some time together.
Because we had the day off for Martin Luther King's Junior's birthday.
Right,
as
right.
We should, yes.
But coming from last week into the craziness that you had, the craziness that was already in my week, I didn't see my wife, I didn't see my boys for more than about 20 minutes at a time, any given time. I went through about a 48-hour span where I just didn't see them at all.
Oh, man, that's tough. And especially, you know, is it hard now that you're used to seeing?
Yeah.
Because when you came back to KISS and we started, you came back to KISS
two years ago
and we started doing the morning show together because you had worked here previously for a long time and then agreed to come back, thank God, because best show ever. I'm so happy you did.
That part.
I love you guys. When you came back, you were always working a lot.
And I had two full-time jobs.
And I remember when you started back, I remember you looking kind of lost in the afternoons, and I was like, DZ, you can have a better schedule now. And obviously the Bucks, you work all day when you do that.
Right.
But is it, you probably are now used to seeing your boys.
100%.
You go get them after work, much like I did when mine were little, and you spend the day with them.
Well, yeah, normally I do. I'm the one that goes to get them from our child care provider. We'll spend the rest of the day, because my wife's a teacher, so she's not home until the afternoon. Most days, if there isn't a Bucks game, if we don't have other things already planned, if I don't have something going on that's taking me away from my family, I get to go get them. When before I came back to the station, I was working from sun up until sundown. I wasn't meeting my boy at all. Like, I wasn't not meeting. That sounded weird. I wasn't seeing
Sammy.
Him. I wasn't getting able to get him up in the morning. I wasn't able to put him, you know, down to bed at night. I was saying good night and giving him his blessings through FaceTime every single day. Every single day. Weekends included.
Yeah.
And that sucked.
Yeah.
That really sucked. And it was taking a huge toll on my mental health.
Yeah.
Now, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
The moments when this happens, it reminds me of the blessings that we do have, because I do feel it a little bit.
Did you miss the boys?
I miss my family.
Week?
I miss my wife. I missed the whole
family. Obviously. Of course. Aaron, too.
Obviously, I missed Aaron, but it was different, man. It felt like I was like, man, I'm back to this grind. This is mode.
Yeah.
Because even the one day off that I was going to have to see Aaron and the boys in the middle of the week, I didn't end up getting to see them because I had to leave the boys at daycare, because I went, got tatted, and then immediately after had to get dressed and ready to go work this Dame event. So on the one days.
You sure Dame Lillard didn't ask about me?
I guarantee you he did not.
Fine.
He didn't
fine.
Even.
I just thought maybe you missed it. He never said, how's Allie?
It might have been what he first said when he said what up to me, and I didn't catch it like that. So he might have been like, hey, how's Allie? What up, DZ? Maybe.
He probably said, who's Allie?
And this is...
He said, who the hell?
This feels braggadocious in a sense, though. Like, I chose to do this. I could have easily have said, no, I'm unavailable to a lot of the things.
But you're trying to make money for your family. And but you get offered things that you can work and get paid for. I would do the same thing.
There's goals, aspirations, and I really enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
Here and with the Bucks. Yeah. I really enjoy what I do. If I have the opportunity to continue to do, grow, and expand in my professional prowess, I'm going to take those opportunities.
Hell yeah.
It just so happens to be that it puts my family in a better position for me to do so.
Well,
does it not suck? No. Some days you're like,
but that's why you're successful. I've always said, like, the reason I've gotten to where I am too is because I've taken every opportunity given to me. Like,
that part.
A lot of times you get opportunities, and some don't, unfortunately, and you go, should I?
Would I?
And as much as I moved across the country working for radio stations before I landed in Milwaukee 20 years ago, every single job I got offered, I took those opportunities. And a lot of times people don't look or take new opportunities. And it can change your life.
And even if you don't take those opportunities, even giving it the opportunity, giving it the thought, because sometimes you cut it off and go, nope, there's no way. I was really about to move to Idaho. I was really about to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was really about to do these things and be like, yo, I'm chasing this dream. Like, me and my wife at that time, 0 kids.
Yep.
And we're like, all right, we're going to have to make this commitment pre-COVID. Glad we didn't, because here we are.
So glad you didn't too.
But we were ready to make these sacrifices, right? So it's like, yeah, yeah, you know, really happy that it's all working out in the city that we chose to call home. Like I said this past week, I'm an internationally adopted son of this city. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee took me in so many regards when I didn't know what was home. I lived in Illinois for a really long time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily said that always felt like home to me. Something always felt like it was missing. Mm-hmm. I didn't always feel like I was accepted. I didn't always feel like something was cool.
Columbia feels like, well, you and I
Columbia's
talked about this. Columbia is home for you. You came here when you were three from Columbia.
Milwaukee is the only other place that after some time has felt like home. I felt like I've been accepted. I felt like I've been just embraced by the city. Mm-hmm. And when you're not born in this country, this is a magical thing to finally feel. Yeah. So it's like, this dang tattoo that I got represents so much more than just an area code 414, right? Like, it sounds corny, but it's for so
it's
much
not
more.
Corny.
It's not just for the Bucks. It's not just for Milwaukee.
I feel the
it's
same
for
way.
Myself. It's for my family. It's for the future. It's for everything. It's 414. It's for whatever you want to say.
Yes. Like, you know what? I feel you so hard.
Rant over.
I feel like I've been here my whole life, even though, you know, I didn't grow up here either, but it's been 20 years and the city has embraced me. I feel you. Like, I love it. I love it. I love that you're here with me, and we really have ADD, don't we? Because this started with my dad's stroke, to you not seeing your kids, to why we love Milwaukee, to why is it so cold out?
To Allie and DZ.
And this is us. So take it or leave it, baby.
Do you love us or do you love us?